I invoke the presence of Inyan, the ancient ones, the seers of all.
My name is Phil Golding, and this is an introductory episode to my podcast series called The Way Forward. This podcast series is in response to my observations of the lack of awareness around the world communities of the essential foundational principles, if lived by, will ensure peace, harmony, equality, integrity, justice, inclusiveness, compassion and kindness, and mutual prosperity in personal, family, community, and world affairs. The way forward, in other words. All too often, the wrong principles are promoted as an answer to community and national problems, when in reality, they end up creating animosity and division between diverse groups and leave the communities open to exploitation and inequality. This podcast series will be about giving you clarity as to how to identify the right principles to follow, how to recognize those principles in others, and how you can be a part of the way forward for humanity. The following podcasts in this series will mostly be in live interview format. I will be holding informative discussions on various topics in relation to this theme, with people who are representing the way forward in the way they live their personal lives and also in the way they serve their communities. In regards to myself, I have been on my own healing, self-awareness, spiritual awakening, and philosophical journey since 1984, so that makes it 40 years from the point of this podcast. My journey started with having to face chronic depression and trauma by regularly attending self-help groups that used a proven healing and self-awareness process. As I continued to heal by learning to open my heart to myself and take ownership of my mind, my intuition began opening as well. Firstly, I realized I was able to easily understand psychology, quickly gravitating towards existential psychology. Then, some years later, in my first week of attending university, a fellow student more mature than I steered me in the direction of deeper, broader wisdom teachings that blew my intuition wide open and set me on a deeper journey of awakening awareness and further deeper healing. These experiences enabled me to recognize and understand the essential life-enhancing principles that apply to every level of society, like a universal physics of consciousness. Since then, I have become a spiritual transpersonal counselor and psychotherapist, and I have been working in this field for 27 years. I am also a self-awareness, meditation, mindfulness teacher, which I have been doing for more than 30 years. I have also put out a number of other podcast series devoted to healing the mind, inner harmony, empowerment, and self-awareness in general. So let's get on with this introduction to the Way Forward podcast series. The great masters of the past have done the job they were meant to do, and that was to consolidate the ancient wisdoms that had gone before them and present it, teach it, and demonstrated in a new way that would sow the seeds for the awareness that is available for us today. We're now in an age where that wisdom is easily accessible. More importantly, this wisdom now needs to be actually lived in our everyday lives in practical, doable ways, rather than seen as some unapproachable mystical ideal that we apply to great masters of the past for the sake of worshipping them. I am suggesting that the great masters of the past were showing us our own potential, that a significant mass of the world's population is ready to live now. So who now are going to be the light bearers of this way forward? The answer is you and I. It is no longer the job of the few. It is now the responsibility and work of the many. I would suggest that this new way began around the mid-1800s, when significant teachers began to emerge around the world in various different ways and forms, and the flow of this information continues today. The essential thread of this new message is that the notion of individual enlightenment being a path to escaping this world must give way to the enlightenment of the many, and inevitably the enlightenment of the whole. This message also stresses that living our lives and basing our communities on a survival of the fittest approach to life that promotes greed, exploitation and conflict must give way to mutual goodwill and cooperation, where we are all lifted up and enabled to live a meaningful, fulfilling and healthy life that is also in balance with our natural environment. It is the recognition that there is no lack of resources, only a lack of awareness and genuine integrity. 2,000 years ago, the human population of the world was tiny compared to now, and the technologies available then had little impact on the overall population. Now there are 8 billion people on this planet, and we have technologies that enable us to connect to one another no matter where we are on this earth, relative to one another. And of course, we also have the technologies that, if placed in the wrong hands, could destroy us all. However, despite the strife and suffering that we still see today, we have come a long way and have raised our collective consciousness considerably, although it could be argued that the pendulum is swinging back towards the negative, which makes this work even more imperative. I suggest that we are forgetting the lessons we learnt from the world wars, allowing complacency and self-interest to again misdirect us. The ideals of equality and human rights, although still disregarded and abused by many in this world, are nonetheless regarded as a standard way to conduct our lives that we need to continue to strive for. This was not the case 500 years ago, when might was still regarded as the rule of law. Since then, a more collective-minded goodwill and cooperation has enabled the education of the masses and the ability to combat diseases that at one time, not so long ago, wiped out a third of the world's population, such as with the plague or Black Death as it came to be known. These advancements in science and human conduct are the reasons we have 8 billion people on this planet now, without annihilating one another on a large scale or being decimated by disease. Even though we have come a long way, it is fair to say that we are at a dangerous stage of our human evolution. We are at a point where intelligence has outpaced wisdom. We are very smart at collectively doing very stupid things, such as polluting our planet to the point of increasingly altering our climate, and also increasing illnesses such as cancer that these pollutants can cause. As I alluded to earlier, the threat of nuclear war is still very much with us. We are also on the precipice of a new threat if placed in the wrong hands, and that is artificial intelligence. We can blame our leaders for poor decision-making, such as enabling multinational companies to gain too much power while they show little responsibility for the impact their greed and exploitation has on the world. However, our leaders are there because we put them there, or because we didn't care enough to make a stand, being too busy with our consumer lifestyles, perhaps, or just didn't know how to identify a genuine way forward. Even dictators remain in power because of the enabling by others and the initial complacency of the population. Alice A. Bailey, a prominent advocate of genuine self-awareness, who was an important catalyst for my own awakening, brought through an important body of wisdom teachings during the 1920s to the mid-1940s. In those works, she made it clear that if enough of us conducted ourselves with goodwill and cooperation in our daily lives and in the ways we interact with those around us, on every level of society, the world of humanity would be transformed to where most of the suffering of humanity would be effectively overcome. Now, this takes a bit of thinking about. Conducting ourselves in the spirit of goodwill and cooperation doesn't seem like such a big deal. Nonetheless, it has made a great difference already since the two world wars. Of course, goodwill and cooperation hardly equates to the ideal of ultimate enlightenment. And yet, goodwill and cooperation is enough to transform humanity to the point where significant conflicts that we see around the world today would be non-existent. It would be enough to bring integrity into politics, where our leaders would be focused on the greater good rather than their own power and privilege. It would be enough to raise the ideal of compassion to the foreground of how we conduct our societies, where a survival of the fittest mentality that promotes greed and exploitation would be replaced with sharing with one another and lifting each other up. You could also imagine the benefits to our planet's ecosystem that this more balanced approach would have. Of course, when you take a hard look at how our societies run today, along with the rest of the world, it is easier to see that we still have a long way to go, to where we are collectively living an ideal as simple as goodwill and cooperation. However, on the other hand, when we compare reaching the ideal of a collective goodwill and cooperation to the collective ideal of ultimate enlightenment, it suddenly looks a lot more attainable and is an essential prerequisite to humanity attaining greater levels of enlightenment. Indeed, there is a significant portion of the world's population that is already there, and an even more significant portion of the world's population that has the capacity to attain this very important potential in this life. Perhaps you are one of these people. If what I am saying is appealing to you, then that would be a good indication that you are one of those who are ready. Therefore, you are the way forward for humanity. It has been my path in this life to help those who are ready to awaken to this great opportunity. However, in the process of this work, I encounter many who are discouraged by the state of humanity and the world in general, which is totally understandable, particularly considering the recent setbacks. Many of us who are awake feel overwhelmed and helpless, feeling the weight and sorrows of the world on our shoulders, feeling so small and powerless in the face of such ignorance, bigotry, greed, and suffering. Others of us have come to feel cynical and say to ourselves, "What's the point? Humanity will probably destroy itself anyway. What's the point of getting involved? I'm awake, that's what matters." This is how I used to feel before I was able to grasp a bigger picture. What I can say to you is this: you don't have to carry the world on your shoulders. It may not seem like it, but there are many of us already. You are part of a vast and growing team that is also supported by much higher levels of consciousness that intimately know you and your struggles. You are not alone, even when you are physically alone. We are not necessarily organized in the traditional ways, but we are most definitely connected at the heart through principles that enable us to achieve real integrity, compassion, kindness, while also being empowered. In this way, we can recognize one another. So you are not alone, even though those around you at this time may not be awake. With some consistent effort, you will find others who are also finding their way onto this path, or who are already there. Finding a conscious community to be a part of is especially important now, to support and to be supported by. Another very important thing that I will say to you is that every little thing that you do that is loving, caring, compassionate, even if it's a bit clumsy, a bit unskillful, makes a difference. Even if it seems to have no discernible impact, on the level of our collective consciousness, it does. Nothing goes to waste. No good deed is lost. The final thing I want to say to you is that your most important work is to work on yourself. Your own healing, awakening, and growing self-mastery comes first. By learning to face and take full ownership of your mind, with your heart of unconditional acceptance open to your vulnerable and often wounded humanness. Your first and most important ongoing commitment is to be the ultimate source of love and wisdom to your own human self, to be your own sanctuary, to make peace with yourself, and to learn to mentor and guide your own human mind into your expanding conscious awareness, your true nature. All that you give to others, you can then give sustainably and authentically. This is how to be able to truly and genuinely treat others with goodwill and cooperation, to be a part of the solution for this world and not part of the problem, even if it is just being able to give a little at first. It will be real, and the opportunity to give will come simply because you are ready. And you are not required to give more than you have. In this way, you will be giving from the genuine love and wisdom that you have actually attained, and not the ego. You will therefore, as I pointed out, increasingly be a part of the solution for the world, because you will be focused on being the solution for yourself, which will be your greatest teacher of the way forward. There are no shoulds or shouldn'ts here in regards to when you are to give to others. Focus generally on evolving yourself first, knowing that you can and you will in your own time according to your own path and healing needs. This is your path. You give when you are generally ready with something to give, even if it's just something small. Often we have something to give before we even realize it. Life will let you know by sending you someone who you will connect with and who is open to receive in some way. Give what you have and no more. You may not even know the impact you will have. They may not even seem appreciative at the time. Let them go and know that you have made a difference. As you grow, what you have to give will grow also. That is one of the important motivations to deeply committing to your own path of healing, awakening, and growing. You can empower yourself beyond being a victim of this world to where this world is full of opportunities to keep healing and growing and being of benefit to others. So a lot of what I will be talking about in this podcast series is how to master yourself, which is also what my other podcasts are particularly about. So make good use of them as well. This new podcast series will go a lot further, however, such as exploring a spiritual path that is grounded, practical, and empowered. such as understanding the evolution of humanity from a consciousness standpoint, and most importantly, how to be a part of the solution for humanity now, in order to be a conscious, proactive part of humanity's evolution into higher states of consciousness. For an overview of the essential foundational principles that I have referred to in this podcast, go to the second part of the introduction to this podcast series called Know the Way Forward. Know the Way Forward reveals to you these foundational principles, how to put them into your life in order to heal, awaken, and empower yourself, and also how they will transform humanity into a caring, harmonious, and compassionate society. So I look forward to having you join me on this great endeavor. Know that your path of awakening brings benefit to everyone. Thank you.